This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Saber, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell Endoscopy. Here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, and welcome to Who's Talking Tonight. It's a beautiful night in the neighborhood. Got some good weather here in RVA. And
still daylight.
Still daylight, which is kind of wild.
Not that we would know in here.
Daylight saving time.
Not savings.
Correct. It's just saving.
We always want to be correct.
Yes, and we were, and I was. All right. Tonight we have a fabulous show. We're going to lead off with John Freeman, the voice of the Cavaliers. Dr. Boyd Rawls will follow in the second segment with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. And then good friend Scott German is going to join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about UVA hoops and the ACC tournament. But mostly, we're going to dig into UVA baseball a little bit. And he's been following them closely, and I've seen a game. I haven't seen many games, but they're a very interesting team. Also want to point out that this week we have 2 shows. Tonight's show, obviously, that we're conducting right now. And then Wednesday night, I will be in D.C. Hobbo will be in studio. Terry Gates will be joining him in studio. And we're going to have a lot of fun. I think Chris Graham is going to join us as well from D.C. after my segment.
Yes, ACC Tournament Special Edition.
So a lot of fun. So first off, Hobbo, why don't you introduce our guest?
Yeah, our friend, we're honored to have the voice of the Hoos, John Freeman. He's been the voice of the Hoos since November of 21, his third basketball season. He's a 2009 graduate of the university, and he's married to, I'm sure, a lovely young lady who's also a graduate, who's a nurse in the UVA hospital system, so they're all Wahoo all the time. So, John, I know you got your own show here with the coach in a few minutes, so we appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us.
Oh, to talk with two legends in our great city of Richmond, I'm all about it. So thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you.
Well, let's ask the key question. You know, you travel with the team, you see every game. How do you explain the road difficulties? Now, I premise that with the fact they did win 5 ACC road games, so it wasn't a total collapse on the road, but the 5 road losses were all by significant margins. Did you have a bad bed in the hotel? Maybe some bad pregame meals? What was going on there?
Yeah, what's it matter? All of our games are neutral site technically from here on out, so we're good to go. But hey, playing in the road is hard in college basketball, and you see it all across the country. I mean, there's a reason why you can beat a top 31 team at home, and it might not even be a quad one win, but if you beat a 75th ranked team on the road, it counts as a quad one win, because winning on the road in college basketball is tough. And you think about some of the places that we've gone, Duke comes to mind, where we got blown out. NC State had a really good atmosphere when we played them. These aren't easy places to play.
Not to mention Blacksburg. Blacksburg's a tough place, too.
And Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that game.
Yeah. In like an odd way, Notre Dame was tough to play. I think it was like a noon game right before Christmas. There weren't many people there. So they all have different atmospheres, and you guys have been around a lot of the different arenas of the league. They all have some unique qualities to them that make it tough on a visiting team.
Let me ask you this, and I'll let Frank jump in here in a moment, but I said 3 years covering the team, so you've seen Reese Beekman in three of his 4 years. He just got the honor of being back-to-back Defensive Player of the Year in the ACC. I think that may have only been the second time that's ever happened. So talk a little bit about watching Reese in the 3 years that you've seen in person every one of his games.
Yeah, I think the only other person to be a repeat Defensive Player of the Year was the first guy to win it. They started the award back in 2005, and it was Sheldon Williams at Duke, if you remember that name. So
yes.
Reese is in some rare air when it comes to some of the top defending players of all time in the ACC. And I think you've seen an improved Reese Beekman every single year. Think back to his freshman year. This was a player that was, not scoring many points. He might have 3-4 points a game, and that was like a good night out. Now, he always brought it defensively. And now fast forward to this year, I think it's half or almost half of his double-digit performances in a UVA uniform have come this year. And that's on top of leading the ACC in assists per game by a wide margin, and also being the best defender in the conference. So you're looking at a complete player. He's also taken a step in just his leadership role. They've had to have him lead this year with all these new faces. And I think leadership is apparent in the way that Virginia has constructed a season that's got them on the edge of the bubble. So you guys mentioned all the blowouts. I think the story of this team isn't the fact that they've gotten blown out a lot this season in an unusual amount of games. I think the story is they've gotten back up. And despite all these blowouts, here we are once again, Virginia going into the ACC tournament with a double bye on the brink of the NCAA tournament and finishing third in the league. And I think that's pretty remarkable.
John, let's dig deeper with that. This team, thanks to some serious research by Dave Teal, pointed out that this is the first team, of like 54 previous editions all around the league that had lost five games by 20 points or more during the season. But they were the first team, UVA that is, this year, to have a winning record and much less a top seeding going into the tournament. And my question to you is, with all the new players that came in and the graduates and the exodus from last year's team, don't you think that Tony Bennett has just done an unbelievable job in terms of coaching this team up, as he had to pull so many different players into the equation, and he's still juggling his lineup? I mean, Saturday night, although Tane Murray didn't start, he played almost 30 minutes. And, it tells me that Tony is still looking for the Holy Grail. Wouldn't you agree?
I think when we look at this season and how Virginia got to where it is with the roster that it has, I think you look at Tony Bennett being in the midst of one of his finest seasons of coaching. Yes, they've gotten blown out. But, again, we look at where they are positioned, and there's so many teams in the ACC that would want to be in our spot. So you guys saw the accolades come out today with Defensive Player of the Year and first team and second team, all ACC. And you know, one of those awards is the ACC Coach of the Year. And I'm a voter. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I was the one person that voted for Tony Bennett. He got one vote. And I think that's absolutely crazy when you think about what he's been able to do with this team. So,
yes,
yeah, I mean, Hubert Davis,
absolutely,
a great winner of the award. Hubert Davis also had two All-Americans on his roster. When you think about what Tony Bennett has done with this roster to put them in the position they're in, I don't think a coach has done a better job in the ACC this season with what he's done. And that's why I voted him. And unfortunately, I was the only one that had that opinion.
Hey, that reminds me, John, back in the day when Sean Singletary was playing, I voted for Sean Singletary for Player of the Year, knowing that he wasn't going to win. It was Tyler Hansbrough was going to win. And I was the only vote that didn't vote for Tyler, so I got pressured to change my vote to make it unanimous.
Isn't that priceless?
Because the people down in North Carolina wanted to announce a unanimous vote. But let's look at the tournament. Obviously, in our bracket, BC plays Miami on Tuesday, and then the winner of that game will play Clemson Wednesday. We sort of expect it'll be Clemson, but I'm looking at Miami thinking, you know, they were a team picked second in the preseason, and they're seeded 14th. So you got to believe that they're looking at the tournament as an opportunity to right their ship. How do you see the bracket? I guess first BC, Miami, and then the winner of that versus Clemson.
Yeah, I think the good news when the bracket came out is you look at Virginia's first opponent, and no matter who it is, BC, Miami, or Clemson, we've beaten them all.
Right.
You
right.
can't look around the bracket too much and be able to guarantee yourself that you're playing a team that you've beaten already. So that's advantageous. Clearly, we've got some things that work against these teams. Miami has been an enigma this year. When we talk about a team that has completely fallen apart down the stretch, their results show it. This is a team that was ranked 8th in the country at one point. And here they are, it was one of the last seeded teams in the conference. And boy, we really took it to them when they were at JPJ. And that seemed to set them even farther back. So I don't know. It's hard for me to predict. I do know Clemson has got some talent on that roster for sure. And when you look at matchups with PJ Hall and Gerard shooting threes and all the talent they have. Shefflin, who averages nearly a double-double for Clemson, and he was the most improved player in the ACC in those awards. I think you're looking at a Clemson team that'll be the favorite no matter who they face.
Yeah, I think in the matchups against Clemson, you know, the game down there at Little John, I thought Jordan Minor was a key factor because he's got the strength and the physical prowess to match up against either Shefflin or PJ Hall. So I assume he's going to have a big role again on Thursday night, if indeed it's Clemson. Would you agree with that?
To jump in there, I think Jordan Minor would have a huge role. Jake Groves had a really big game when we were at Clemson. Ryan Dunn did Ryan Dunn things. So there's a lot of things that kind of edge in Virginia's favor if we get that rematch. But you also remember, we were like a centimeter away from losing that game with that final shot
right
at the buzzer that barely missed. But I think if you're a Virginia fan, it feels like we're playing a single game on Thursday, and it's taking place in two different tournaments, if you will.
Yes.
Because winning this game advances Virginia in the ACC tournament, but it probably advances them into the NCAA tournament. So if you're a Virginia fan and you're looking at the matchups, if BC or Miami finds their way into the matchup with Virginia, there's not a lot to gain
right
from that game. But if Clemson is there, then that is a chance to get a really nice bonus extra win. And really, BC and Miami, if they come to the table, all they can really offer is a bad loss.
So you feel that Virginia needs to win that quarterfinal game to get in?
You know, I think it would... I can't tell you how many times I've refreshed every bracket site in the country. I mean,
I think we're
all doing that. Yeah, and it's like the weather. You know, when you're a kid and you really wanted to snow and you don't get a good forecast on the weather.com, you go to AccuWeather. If that doesn't give you one, you go to National Weather Service until you find one that gives you the forecast you want. But when you look at all the metrics, I think what's hard about it is this is a evolving evolving scenario all across the country. So there's bid stealers. Who knows? Villanova's on the bubble. What if they go and win two games in the Big East tournament and knock down Creighton and suddenly have a really nice signature win? There's still so much to be decided all across the country. I think the only way to really get a stranglehold and feel good on Sunday is by winning another game in this tournament, and for that game to be against one of the top teams, or at least another NCAA tournament.
Well, Clemson would be a more, an insulating victory towards the NCAAs. My question to you, or thought I would throw in your direction, is would it not be just fantastic if Virginia prevailed in that Thursday night 9:30 game and then played the following night, Friday night, against Duke, most likely? And if they were to win that game, the bracketologists, their heads would spin off. Because what have they got against Tony Bennett? I mean, Tony Bennett, Virginia has had these, 72-57 wins this year. They've shown that when they get things right, they do score points, and they score them in buckets, and they make threes, and they get up and down the floor a little bit, and it's fun. Just your thought on, the opportunity to play Duke, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, Duke is Duke. As Pete Gillen used to say, if you get into the semifinals of the ACC tournament, no matter who you play, it's going to be a good team. And I think every win that Virginia gets in the ACC tournament, maybe that's, one line better in their overall seeding in the NCAA tournament.
Right.
So, yeah, getting Duke would be an enjoyable one. It'd be nice to get them back from last year.
Hey, John, good luck at the tournament. Have a great show tonight with Coach, and thank you for your time, and we will see you soon. All right, John Freeman, voice of the Hoos, joining us. We got Dr. Boyd Rawls up next with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. You're listening to Who's Talking. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Cannell Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Cannell's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Cannell Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Cannell was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth. Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Get ready for the adrenaline-charged, precision-crafted performance at Crown Acura Richmond. Introducing the TLX, powered by a VTEC turbo engine.
Hold on tight as the MDX showcases performance for seven, delivering power and space in perfect harmony. At Crown Acura Richmond, we bring you power-packed performers, meticulously crafted, second to none.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street and find precision-crafted performance, and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision-crafted performance and effortless transactions.
Whether setting a UVA record for tackles in 1983 or heading up Hildreth Moving and Storage today, Charles McDaniel knows discipline and dedication. Hildreth Moving and Storage has a simple game plan to be the best moving services company, period. It's already been named a top moving and logistics provider across the region. Individuals or companies, near or far, one thing's clear. Next time you need a move, trust a Who to get the job done. Call Hildreth, 1-800-476-6683.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Frank and Hobbo in studio with our producer engineer Vince and his lovely friend Megan.
Assistant Megan.
That's right. So we're well staffed at the show tonight.
I think Megan's working the board tonight.
Absolutely.
Forget Vince.
Yeah, we're going to get rid of Vince and just make Megan the permanent producer engineer.
Yeah.
Hey, right. Hey, we got the Ortho Virginia injury report coming up with Boyd Rawls, but we want to remind you several times that this Wednesday at 6 o'clock, we're going to do an ACC tournament special edition with Frank up in Washington. I'll be back here holding down the studio alongside Terry Gates. So we'll have a lot of basketball knowledge in the studio, and Frank will give us a report on what's going on. I guess we'll be five games into the ACC tournament by the time we go on the air Wednesday. So there'll be a lot to report on.
I'll probably already be exhausted, but I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. All right, let's go to Boyd.
All right, Dr. Boyd Rawls, a hand, wrist, forearm specialist at Ortho Virginia. Boyd, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, thanks. Appreciate you guys having me back on.
You know, that other stuff you texted me, I can't put that on air. But I just want you to know we're delighted that you could join us tonight. You've always been a fantastic contributor. So there was a scary moment, we believe it happened in the first half, where Ryan Dunn was going to the basket and he tried to make a juke, and it looked like he rolled his right ankle. And then he got clobbered, and a guy fell on him when he was on the floor. Yeah. And, you know, he kept playing for a little while, and then he sort of hobbled his way to the bench, and they took him in the tunnel, and I think they probably gave him an X-ray or an MRI or something. And they, I don't know what they found out. UVA never tells you anything anymore. But, you know, I don't, he did not come back.
I think he came
back to the bench, but he didn't go in the game.
Yeah.
He celebrated Tristan Howell's fadeaway at the end of the game. I saw him doing that. But just having seen that, any thoughts on that whole scenario?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of think about it, you know, an ankle injury or something like that, or something, you know, even something when he hit the ground. You know, they tend to be fairly tight-lipped about that stuff. Obviously, they got a great team of guys up there. I did all my training up there at UVA, so I know we got Dr. Guafney and Brian Werner and some of the guys I did residency with, and the rest of the sports department, and D-Duck and Miller and, you know, all those guys. So they're all very gifted and on top of it, I know. But you know, hopefully. You know, hopefully he'll come around, you know, before we need him again.
Well, he's got a couple of days to sort of work the kinks out of it and get some treatment. I'm sure Saturday night there's a lot of ice and a lot of Advil. But Sunday they probably would they have gotten him in the pool or something to try to help him, you know, warm up in the pool and just check it out? Or what would they do?
Probably, yeah. I mean, a lot of that stuff basically is just in general kind of, you know, revolves around controlling, you know, some of the initial swelling over the first, you know, 24 to 48 hours or so with ice, like you said, or, you know, elevation and really kind of resting it, staying off of it, you know, depending on what the problem is. And then, you know, things tend to start to get stiff. And there's a different sort of, you know, painfulness that comes with the stiffness. It responds a little better to, you know, heat and gentle stretching and TheraBands and things like that, and pool, you know. So, that's probably generally what they'll try to do.
Let's hope for his sake and the team's sake, it's not a high ankle sprain.
Well, they've got a couple of days now.
Yeah.
So, Ethan Saliba, the trainer, and
who's terrific,
and the orthopedic docs there at Virginia Orthopedic, they should be okay. I mean, they're not experts like Ortho Virginia, but they're pretty good.
Well, it's Charlottesville, not Richmond.
Yeah, it's not that. Richmond. Boyd, what are your thoughts going into the tournament? I know you follow the Wahoos a little bit.
Yeah. A huge fan. You know, I don't know. I mean, I guess we get a, you know, a couple of buys, you know, most likely, and you know, the you know, I think we just have to perform against, you know, probably, you know, Carolina, Duke, and some of the better teams. So, I mean, I think we've put ourselves in a reasonable position at this point in the season. So I look forward to watching them play.
Well, we're going to do a show on Wednesday night. I will be in Capital One Arena calling into the studio at 6 o'clock, and Hobbo and Terry Gates will be here probably eating some wings and some glazed spare ribs from Fridays. But you know, they always have fun when I'm not here. I mean,
we may have a beverage as well.
Yeah, they probably sneak some bourbon in here. Yeah. I know how they think. But
I would never do that.
We want to thank you and everybody at Ortho Virginia. It's always fantastic to work with you guys. And, of course, we thank you for your support. And we hope you have a great night.
Thank you, Boyd. We'll talk soon.
Too. Appreciate it.
All right, in these final seconds, I would remind folks that I will be at Capital One Arena Wednesday night. Please tune in at 6 o'clock. Terry Gates and Hobbo will be here, and I think Chris Graham is going to reach out as well from D.C. So we'll have multiple reports from D.C., the latest and greatest. Stay with us. Who's Talking continues in just a moment.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Remember the day when kids with asthma were discouraged from playing sports? Well, not anymore. Game on.
Asthma affects more than 20% of elite athletes and one in every six Olympic athletes. Youths and adults can participate with proper medication and training. Activities such as football, basketball, and swimming can cause flare-ups as well as cross-country.
Talk with your allergist at Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists. Get tested, get treated, and get better.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup. And with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision crafted performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision crafted performance and effortless transaction.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps. So awesome, we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Camp Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit OrthoVirginia.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's talking? Live and in your car, living room, office, wherever you might be. Frank and Hobbo enjoying a beautiful night here in RVA. And the Wahoos secured the number three seed. And it was never in doubt, Hobbo. They wanted Boston College. They had a little hiccup, or shall we say something worse than that?
It was bad. More than a hiccup.
And then they played like the team, I think, most, you know, true followers of the Cavaliers expected from them this year, and it couldn't have come at a better time.
Well, they made shots, and I think
they played defense.
Kane Murray was a big addition. Hey, Scott, thanks for joining us. And speaking of that, I noticed Chris Graham, I think a week or so ago, sort of suggested that they make the lineup change and play Kane Murray more. Does he have a pipeline to the coaching staff? Because it appeared that they listened.
Well, you would think so by what happened, but we've both been clamoring for that, Frank, because, you know, it's kind of hard to really just it was kind of hard to continue to justify given Rhody any minutes. His numbers were just so weak that we've been saying there had to be some better alternative off the bench, whether that was Murray or Jay Groves. But we're both very pro on Tane Murray, you know, because he seems to be, which makes this a little more hard to rationalize why he has not been getting as much playing time, because he's a prototype Tony player. I mean, he's steady. He's a very steady player, not flashy. A poor man's Joe Harris, someone told me.
Yep.
I think that would be maybe a good way to look at it,
right.
Looking at it. But, you know, he makes shots. He's not afraid to take shots, and he's not a weakness defensively. And why he wasn't getting more playing time, didn't take a basketball guru to question that decision on Tony for not putting him in the lineup. Boy, he sure did respond Saturday night.
You know, we are speaking with Scott German. Scott used to write for the Daily Progress Sports back in the old days, and then in recent years he's been writing for our good friends at the Augusta Free Press. Scott, you know, it seemed rather obvious, you know, at about the 11-minute mark that Virginia had found something, and then they just steadily pulled away from Georgia Tech, and there was nothing Georgia Tech could do. But having the three shooters on the court at the same time with Reese Beekman, Tane Murray, and Isaac McNeely, it forced the other team to spread out on the floor, and they'd been cheating and sloughing off, unfortunately, Rhody.
And there were some moments where Groves was out there too, so
yes,
you really had four guys
that was
to be guarded.
Yeah, but that was later, and
yeah,
it all crystallized for me. Now my question to you is, it wasn't just the change in the rotation on the floor; it also had to do with the way they were running the offense. The picks were down low, closer to the basket, closer to the lane, and not way out on the wings like they had been doing. It seemed to me like that was sort of a surprise to Georgia Tech, and they never did adjust. Do you think Tony Bennett has more tricks up his sleeve going into the tournament this week?
I don't know how many tricks he has in his bag to utilize, and I don't know if he would actually need to. If he gets that kind of performance from Murray and Groves also had a solid game Saturday. You know, the observation you made about spacing, watching that game in person, it just had a different feel to it. McNeely had some really good looks. Murray just kind of was a catalyst for the offense. Not in scoring, but just in the way the offense flowed, and it just looked like a little more spacing that allowed McNeely just enough space to get his shot off. I don't know if Jim, you probably would. I don't know how many tricks you can pull out at this late in the season in a tournament. I mean, how can you?
Well,
the
reason I say that is because of the double bye, Tony has a chance to scout the opposition right prior to the game. You know, he doesn't usually have this luxury. He gets to see them. He gets to see Clemson and the BC-Miami winner go toe-to-toe the night before, and he's going to be able to tell with his assistant coaches. He's going to know exactly what the other team wants to run, and he'll also have a chance to decide how does he want to modify his offense, if at all. Now, Tony talked after the game on Saturday night, after the big win against Georgia Tech. He talked about the players played harder, and he said they set better picks. You and I both know that was only part of it, but I think there's something to that. He was trying to deflect from the fact that he changed the positioning of where the screens were taking place on the court and where the shooters were initially going on the floor before they made their V cuts to get open, right? And I'm just curious about that. Hey, let me ask you this. Jordan Minor, has Jordan Minor run out of gas? Because in the last couple of games, he seems to be good for about 5 or 6 minutes, and then not much else happens. I hope he's all right. And can Buchanan give Virginia a lift? Because he's had the whole season to get used to college basketball, and they need more presence in the paint, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. And I'm not sure if it's a case of Minor running out of gas, quite possibly could be. But I think at this point, that's going to be a position by committee type thing. I think it's going to come down to Buchanan and Minor. But, you know, Minor hasn't been getting a lot of time. All right? He hasn't seen a lot of court action the last couple of games. And I don't look for, I look for that to continue. I think that's going to, you're going to probably see a little more of Buchanan. I'm not sure if it's a case of run out of gas or if it's a case of it's just at this time of the season, the opposing teams kind of figured where his limitations are.
Well, the challenge for this team is the best offensive guys are not necessarily the best defenders.
Or rebounders.
And against Clemson, when you got Shefflin and P.J. Hall, Miner's going to have to play significant minutes because they need his physical presence down low. But obviously they played Clemson the first time down at Little John, had a win, a scary win, but a win nevertheless. So that should help. So what do you, from a rotation standpoint, is Rhodey just going to be on the bench going forward, do you think?
I think you're going to see the same starting lineup Thursday night that we saw Saturday. Now, I'm not sure if Rhodey's going to, get any minutes or not. Surprisingly, he didn't get anything on Saturday, and I don't think anyone asked in the press conference, certainly I didn't, if there was a case of Rhodey being ill.
That's true. Nobody asked one question. I watched it twice. At no point did anybody ask, coach anything about him, as if to say it's about time that he made the change. I mean, I think the young man tries very hard. He plays good perimeter defense.
Defensively, he's solid.
And at the beginning of the year, he provided some scoring down low with what I would call little clever bank shots.
Right.
But you know what?
That's harder to do against this level of competition.
Yeah, he never ever developed an outside shot this year. He never got comfortable. Let's look at the tournament. Virginia has the luxury of staying in Charlottesville at least a full day and a half longer. Obviously, today Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, State, and Louisville. I'm not sure about Boston College and Miami. They had a shoot-around, and they had designated times up there in the Capital One Arena. Obviously, tomorrow, all those teams play. And, you know, I'm kind of half expecting Notre Dame and Georgia Tech play the first game at 2 p.m. I expect that will be a great game. NC State versus Louisville, I think State will find a way to prevail. And then BC at Miami. What do you think is going to happen in that game? That's the game that could have an impact and an effect on Virginia. BC is the 11th seed. Miami is the 14th seed. What do you think happens there, and which one of those teams will advance to play Clemson?
I don't see any way that Miami is just falling off the charts lately. I think I just read before we went on that Miami had lost something like 12 or 13 in a row. Is that correct?
Well, it's a crazy... They've been in free fall.
Yeah, and you have to believe something's going on because their talent level should not allow that to be the case.
Yeah,
and there was in JPJ, Virginia held them to nothing in the first half. Did they have 14 or 15 points at halftime?
It was limited.
Coach Larrañaga, who we were very fond of because of his years in Charlottesville, Coach Larrañaga got so mad the second half during a timeout that he went over and sat down at the other end of the bench during the timeout and didn't coach the players during the timeout. You never see that. And I'm just wondering,
Now, the flip side of the coin is they may view this as a second opportunity.
I don't see that happening.
It may not, but, it gives them a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Remember the day when kids with asthma were discouraged from playing sports? Well, not anymore. Game on.
Asthma affects more than 20% of elite athletes and 1 in every 6 Olympic athletes. Youths and adults can participate with proper medication and training. Activities such as football, basketball, and swimming can cause flare-ups as well as cross-country.
Talk with your allergist at Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists. Get tested, get treated, and get better.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup. And with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision crafted performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision crafted performance and effortless transaction.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps. So awesome, we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos.
In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Hampton Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit OrthoVirginia.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's talking? Live and in your car, living room, office, wherever you might be. Frank and Hobbo enjoying a beautiful night here in RVA. And the Wahoos secured the number 3 seed. And it was never in doubt, Hobbo. They wanted Boston College. They had a little hiccup, or shall we say something worse than that?
It was bad. More than a hiccup.
And then they played like the team, I think, most, you know, true followers of the Cavaliers expected from them this year, and it couldn't have come at a better time.
Well, they made shots, and I think
they played defense.
Kane Murray was a big addition. Hey, Scott, thanks for joining us. And speaking of that, I noticed Chris Graham, I think a week or so ago, sort of suggested that they make the lineup change and play Kane Murray more. Does he have a pipeline to the coaching staff? Because it appeared that they listened.
Well, you would think so by what happened, but we've both been clamoring for that, Frank, because, you know, it's kind of hard to really just – it was kind of hard to continue to justify giving Rhody any minutes. His numbers were just so weak that we've been saying there had to be some better alternative off the bench, whether that was Murray or Jay Groves, but you know, we're both very pro on Kane Murray, you know, because he seems to be, which makes this a little more hard to rationalize why he has not been getting as much playing time, because he's a prototype Tony player. I mean, he's steady. He's a very steady player, not flashy. A poor man's Joe Harris, someone told me.
Yep.
I think that would be maybe a good way to look at it,
right.
Looking at it. But, you know, he makes shots. He's not afraid to take shots, and he's not a weakness defensively. And why he wasn't getting more playing time, you know, didn't take a basketball guru to you know, question that decision on Tony for not putting him in the lineup. Boy, he sure did respond Saturday night.
You know, we are speaking with Scott German. Scott used to write for the Daily Progress Sports back in the old days, and then in recent years he's been writing for our good friends at the Augusta Free Press. Scott, you know, it seemed rather obvious, you know, at about the 11-minute mark that Virginia had found something, and then they just steadily pulled away from Georgia Tech, and there was nothing Georgia Tech could do, but having the three shooters on the court at the same time with Reese Beekman, Tane Murray, and Isaac McNeely, it forced the other team to spread out on the floor, and they'd been cheating and sloughing off, unfortunately, Rhody.
And there were some moments where Groves was out there, too. So
yes,
you really had four guys
that was
to be guarded.
Yeah, but that was later. And
yeah,
it all crystallized for me. Now, my question to you is, it wasn't just the change in the rotation on the floor. It also had to do with the way they were running the offense. The picks were down low, closer to the basket, closer to the lane, and not way out on the wings like they had been doing. It seemed to me like that was sort of a surprise to Georgia Tech, and they never did adjust. Do you think Tony Bennett has more tricks up his sleeve going into the tournament this week?
I don't know how many tricks he has in his bag to utilize, and I don't know if he would actually need to. If he gets that kind of performance from Murray and Groves also had a solid game Saturday. You know, the observation you made about spacing, watching that game in person, it just had a different feel to it. McNeely had some really good looks. Murray just kind of was a catalyst for the offense, and not in scoring, but just in the way the offense flowed, and it just looked like a little more spacing that allowed McNeely just enough space to get his shot off. I don't know if Jim, you probably would. I don't know how many tricks you can pull out in this late in the season in a tournament. I mean, how can you?
Well,
can the coach go to the
reason I say that is because of the double bye. Tony has a chance to scout the opposition right prior to the game. You know, he doesn't usually have this luxury. He gets to see them. He gets to see Clemson and the BC Miami winner go toe to toe the night before, and he's going to be able to tell with his assistant coaches. He's going to know exactly what the other team wants to run, and he'll also have a chance to decide how does he want to modify his offense, if at all. Now, Tony talked after the game on Saturday night, after the big win against Georgia Tech. He talked about the players played harder, and he said they set better picks. You and I both know that was only part of it, but I think there's something to that. He was trying to deflect from the fact that he changed the positioning of where the screens were taking place on the court and where the shooters were initially going on the floor before they made their V cuts to get open, right? And I'm just curious about that. Hey, let me ask you this. Jordan Minor, has Jordan Minor run out of gas? Because in the last couple of games, he seems to be good for about 5 or 6 minutes, and then not much else happens. I hope he's all right. And can Buchanan give Virginia a lift? Because he's had the whole season to get used to college basketball, and they need more presence in the paint, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. And I'm not sure if it's a case of Minor running out of gas, quite possibly could be. But I think at this point, that's going to be a position by committee type thing. I think it's going to come down to Buchanan and Minor. But, you know, Minor hasn't been getting a lot of time. He hasn't seen a lot of court action the last couple of games. And I look for that to continue. I think you're going to probably see a little more of Buchanan. I'm not sure if it's a case of run out of gas or if it's a case of it's just at this time of the season, the opposing teams kind of figured where his limitations are.
Well, the challenge for this team is the best offensive guys are not necessarily the best defenders.
Or rebounders.
And against Clemson, when you got Shefflin and P.J. Hall, Miner's going to have to play significant minutes because they need his physical presence down low. But obviously they played Clemson the first time down at Little John, had a win, a scary win, but a win nevertheless. So that should help. So what do you, from a rotation standpoint, is Rhodey just going to be on the bench going forward, do you think?
I think you're going to see the same starting lineup Thursday night that we saw Saturday. Now, I'm not sure if Rhodey's going to, get any minutes or not. Surprisingly, he didn't get anything on Saturday, and I don't think anyone asked in the press conference, certainly I didn't, if there was a case of Rhodey being ill.
That's true. Nobody asked one question. I watched it twice. At no point did anybody ask, coach anything about him, as if to say it's about time that he made the change. I mean, I think the young man tries very hard. He plays good perimeter defense.
He's solid.
And at the beginning of the year, he provided some scoring down low with what I would call little clever bank shots.
Right.
But you know what?
That's harder to do against this level of competition.
Yeah, he never, ever developed an outside shot this year. He never got comfortable. Let's look at the tournament. Virginia has the luxury of staying in Charlottesville at least a full day and a half longer. Obviously, today, Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, State, and Louisville, I'm not sure about Boston College and Miami, they had a shoot-around, and they had designated times up there in the Capital One Arena. Obviously, tomorrow, all those teams play, and, you know, I'm kind of half expecting Notre Dame and Georgia Tech play the first game at 2 p.m. I expect that will be a great game. NC State versus Louisville, I think State will find a way to prevail. And then BC at Miami, what do you think is going to happen in that game? That's the game that could have an impact and an effect on Virginia. BC is the 11th seed. Miami is the 14th seed. What do you think happens there, and which one of those teams will advance to play Clemson?
I don't see any way that Miami is just falling off the charts lately. I think I just read before we went on that Miami had lost something like 12 or 13 in a row. Is that correct?
Well, it's a crazy – they've been in free fall.
Yeah, and you have to believe something's going on because their talent level should not – allow that to be the case.
Yeah,
and in JPJ, Virginia held them to nothing in the first half. Did they have 14 or 15 points at halftime?
It was limited.
It was limited. Coach Larrañaga, who we were very fond of because of his years in Charlottesville, Coach Larrañaga got so mad the second half during a timeout that he went over and sat down at the other end of the bench during the timeout and didn't coach the players during the timeout. You never see that. And I'm just wondering.
Now, the flip side of the coin is they may view this as a second opportunity.
I don't see that happening.
It may not, but, it gives them a chance to try to right the ship.
If they get behind Boston College, Boston College is good enough to just hang on and pull it off. Clemson's going to be a different, bag of tricks to deal with. They've got strong inside-out shooting, and
Clemson's a talented team.
That's a good team. That's a team that's sort of frustrating. Brad Brunell probably wonders why they haven't.
It's hard
been
to
able
believe
to
they.
More.
Yeah, it's hard to believe they're 11-9 in the league. They're better than that. But how do you, Scott? If it is Clemson Thursday night at 9:30, how do you break that one down?
I think that's going to be a really good basketball game, Jim. The thing that worries me about that is it's the old saying, it's hard to beat a team three times in one season, and that's what would be facing UVA. They've already defeated Clemson twice. But I like that matchup. I like the matchup that we would face with Clemson. Clemson's a good team. There's no doubt about it. Well-coached team. Got some shooters. But again, if Virginia comes out and is effective offensively, don't have to shoot lights out. Just effective offensively. I think we're going to be we'll be okay because this is a team that we still play defense regardless of what the offense.
Defense. They always say defense travels. Hopefully for us, offense will travel too.
Plus, it's a neutral site.
It's a neutral site. The key Saturday night is we made 12 threes.
Yeah.
We shot the ball well. Whether it was screens or whatever, you still have to execute and make the shots. But at any rate, Scott, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Scott.
We'll see you and talk to you soon. All right, we're going to go to our final break. We got, we'll take a look at the ACC tournament along with some Olympic sports news. When we return, you're listening to Who's Talking.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Wolves, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Hoo to get the job done. And call Hildrip at 1-800-476-6600.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Dr. Robert Call's company, Clinical Research Partners, needs you to participate in a clinical trial to help tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines.
So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We will be enrolling for flu study this fall.
You could help make the difference for many other folks with your same problem. Think of it. You could be somebody else's hero.
Dr. Call is advancing medicine to improve lives.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Final segment tonight. It's been a lot of fun. We had fun with John Freeman, the voice of the Cavs, early in the program. Dr. Boyd Rawls, we talked a little bit about Ryan Dunn's perceived injury. We don't know anything more than what we saw in JPJ. And then Scott German, we got all caught up in the ACC tournament. We did not get to baseball. We will talk about baseball right now. As soon as we touch on the fact that UVA lacrosse got back to their winning ways. They went up to Towson on Saturday, played in 48-degree weather with driving rainstorm
And, beautiful day.
And put the hammer down on Towson for a big win. The Cavs are now, where are they?
A big game this weekend against Maryland.
Yeah, they do have a big game. I think they're 5-1 now. They play Maryland at the SECU Stadium, and I think it's a 3 p.m. face-off this coming Saturday. I expect Virginia will pull out a nail biter. It will be a hard-fought game. Virginia's star players are looking forward to this. This is going to be a little bit of payback.
That's
from a game from two years ago, a big rivalry,
even though Maryland is not in the ACC anymore.
Which is so weird that they're in the Big Ten. Give me
a
break.
By the way, and this is the Olympic Report brought to you by Friday's Restaurant. We want to make reference to that. They'll go out to Friday's. They have great food, great appetizers, 24/7 happy hour.
Multiple restaurants in the Richmond area, but they have incredible appetizers. I mean,
we have had some in studio here recently.
Even
Vince is nodding that they were delicious.
Vince begs me with text messages all weekend. Classic Friday's combo. Oh my goodness. Loaded potato skins, mozzarella sticks, boneless wings, or traditional wings with your choice of sauce, mozzarella sticks, steakhouse meatballs.
Lots of things. I may just slip right across the street when we're done here and get a little dinner.
You never miss chow time.
Baseball, Virginia baseball. We were going to talk about that with Scott German, and we got tied up with basketball, but the Hoos went down to Miami and salvaged the Sunday game. They lost Friday and Saturday. Saturday was tough. They were ahead 12-3 and lost 16-12. So when we talk baseball, we're going to have to talk pitching and bullpen. You know, tennis, ever since we had Coach Pedroso on the
show, they've really straightened things up. Win.
We gave them a real pep talk, and they beat Duke and North Carolina over the weekend. So that's big news anytime you do that.
That's a daggone good weekend.
And our friend Steve Garland and Virginia Wrestling, Nick Hamilton, won the ACC championship at 165 pounds and was named the most outstanding wrestler at the ACC championships.
And I tell you, it's amazing what that young man did. To be named the wrestler of the tournament on a team that did not win the tournament is almost unheard of.
Yeah, we haven't had Steve Garland on. He's such a terrific guy.
We got to get him back.
We should do that soon. Again, mentioned 6 o'clock. This is the last segment of tonight, but not the last segment of the week. We'll be on air 6 o'clock. Frank will be at the Capital One Arena reporting in. We'll be 5 games into the tournament by the time we come on. Obviously, it's the day before Virginia will play the next night at 9:30. So we'll bring everybody up to date with what has happened up to that point and take a look ahead at the Virginia, Clemson, Miami, or BC game that will occur on Thursday night at 9:30 on ESPN or ESPN2, one or the other.
I think the Hoos going into this event have their heads right where they need to be. They're confident. They have found the mojo with the offense again. The defense is pretty solid. I think they can play a little bit better defense. I'd like to see them rebound as if their lives depended on it so that other teams do not get second shots. And I think that's the key. I think if this team can rebound and defend like we know they're capable of, the offense, I think they have rediscovered the movements and the picks and the setup that will lead to some W's.
Well, the important thing is with the addition of Tane Murray, he can score. IMAC, Reese, Jake Groves. You got 4 guys who are offensive threats, and that makes a big difference. Hopefully, Ryan Dunn will be 100% because we're certainly going to need him against Clemson with their big guys. But just taking a look at the tournament, as Frank said earlier, it tips off tomorrow. Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, that should be a terrific game because they both are young teams with really good freshmen, and I think that's going to be a real battle.
And new coaches.
Could go down to the wire. As you said earlier, I think NC State will take care of business against Louisville. And then Boston College, Miami is really interesting because, you know, on the one hand, Miami may have just thrown in a towel and quit. On the other hand, they may come out with a lot of passion.
I don't think that's going to happen. If they do not have their game going in the first 5-6 minutes, I expect that team just will not have any heart. And BC has been playing hard all year. They've got that big man post who can shoot inside and out. and they're going to run their offense.
It'll be a fascinating game tomorrow night, and then before we come on Wednesday, obviously the 8-9 game with the Hokies against Florida State.
That's a good game.
That should be a great game with the winner having to play North Carolina the next day at noon. And then, obviously, the winner of Notre Dame-Georgia Tech will play Wake Forest. I think either of them will have a tough time against Wake because Wake is going to be motivated.
But I will say this. The pressure is on Wake because every bracketologist is saying Wake must win this game.
Absolutely.
And they must play well in the next game.
Yeah, they've kind of played themselves into a tough spot.
And by the way, I think Pitt is the dark horse in this tournament and the most dangerous team. Number 4 seed, they've been rising like a comet. And look out.
That's the concern I have about the NCAA tournament. It clearly, at the moment, it looks like Duke, North Carolina, Clemson. I think there will be a fourth team.
I think Virginia's got it.
Well, if Virginia loses and Pitt wins, it could be a question mark.
I think they both go. I think all five of them go.
I doubt it, but we'll see. Yeah, we'll find out on Sunday night.
You stick with me.
That's next Monday's show.
I've studied the bracketology more than you have.
All right, don't forget, Wednesday at 6 o'clock, we're going to be back. So tune in then, and we'll give you all the lowdown on the ACC tournament.
Go Hoos in the ACC tournament.
Absolutely. Talk Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Who to get the job done. And call Hildrip at 1-800-476-6683.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Dr. Robert Call's company, Clinical Research Partners, needs you to participate in a clinical trial to help tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines.
So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We will be enrolling for flu study this fall.
You could help make the difference for many other folks with your same problem. Think of it. You could be somebody else's hero.
Dr. Call is advancing medicine to improve lives.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Final segment tonight. It's been a lot of fun. We had fun with John Freeman, the voice of the Cavs, early in the program. Dr. Boyd Rawls, we talked a little bit about Ryan Dunn's perceived injury. We don't know anything more than what we saw in JPJ. And then Scott German, we got all caught up in the ACC tournament. We did not get to baseball. We will talk about baseball right now. As soon as we touch on the fact that UVA lacrosse got back to their winning ways. They went up to Towson on Saturday, played in 48-degree weather with driving rainstorm.
And, beautiful day.
And put the hammer down on Towson for a big win. The Cavs are now, where are they?
A big game this weekend against Maryland.
Yeah, they do have a big game. I think they're 5-1 now. They play Maryland at the SECU Stadium, and I think it's a 3 p.m. face-off this coming Saturday. I expect Virginia will pull out a nail-biter. It will be a hard-fought game. Virginia's star players are looking forward to this. This is going to be a little bit of payback.
That's
from a game from two years ago, a big rivalry,
even though Maryland is not in the ACC anymore.
Which is so weird that they're in the Big Ten. Give me
a
break.
By the way, and this is the Olympic Report brought to you by Friday's Restaurant. We want to make reference to that. They'll go out to Friday's. They have great food, great appetizers, 24/7 happy hour.
Multiple restaurants in the Richmond area, but they have incredible appetizers. I mean,
we have had some in studio here recently.
Even
Vince is nodding that they were delicious.
Vince begs me with text messages all weekend. Classic Friday's combo. Oh, my goodness. Loaded potato skins, mozzarella sticks, boneless wings, or traditional wings with your choice of sauce, mozzarella sticks, steakhouse meatballs.
Lots of things. I may just slip right across the street when we're done here and get a little dinner.
You never miss chow time.
Baseball. Virginia baseball. We were going to talk about that with Scott German, and we got tied up with basketball, but The Hoos went down to Miami and salvaged the Sunday game. They lost Friday and Saturday. Saturday was tough. They were ahead 12-3 and lost 16-12. So when we talk baseball, we're going to have to talk pitching and bullpen. You know, tennis, ever since we had Coach Pedroso on the
they've really straightened things out. Win.
We gave them a real pep talk, and they beat Duke and North Carolina over the weekend. So that's big news anytime you do that.
That's a daggone good weekend.
And our friend Steve Garland and Virginia Wrestling, Nick Hamilton, won the ACC championship at 165 pounds and was named the most outstanding wrestler at the ACC championships.
And I tell you, it's amazing what that young man did. To be named the wrestler of the tournament on a team that did not win the tournament is almost unheard of.
Yeah, we haven't had Steve Garland on. He's such a terrific guy.
We got to get him back.
We should do that soon. And again, mentioned 6 o'clock. This is the last segment of tonight, but not the last segment of the week. We'll be on air 6 o'clock. Frank will be at the Capital One Arena reporting in. We'll be five games into the tournament by the time we come on. Obviously, it's the day before Virginia will play the next night at 9:30. So we'll bring everybody up to date with what has happened up to that point and take a look ahead at the Virginia, Clemson, Miami, or BC game that will occur on Thursday night at 9:30 on ESPN or ESPN2, one or the other.
I think the Hoos, going into this event, have their heads right where they need to be. They're confident. They have found the mojo with the offense again. The defense is pretty solid. I think they can play a little bit better defense. I'd like to see them rebound as if their lives depended on it so that other teams do not get second shots. And I think that's the key. I think if this team can rebound and defend like we know they're capable of, the offense, I think they have rediscovered the movements and the picks and the setup that will lead to some W's.
Well, the important thing is with the addition of Tane Murray, he can score. IMAC, Reese, Jake Groves. You got four guys who are offensive threats, and that makes a big difference. Hopefully Ryan Dunn will be 100% because we're certainly going to need him against Clemson with their big guys. But just taking a look at the tournament, as Frank said earlier, it tips off tomorrow. Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, that should be a terrific game because they both are young teams with really good freshmen, and I think that's going to be a real battle.
And new coaches.
Could go down to the wire. As you said earlier, I think NC State will take care of business against Louisville. And then Boston College, Miami is really interesting because, you know, on the one hand, Miami may have just thrown in a towel and quit. On the other hand, they may come out with a lot of passion.
I don't think that's going to happen. If they do not have their game going in the first 5-6 minutes, I expect that team just will not have any heart. And BC has been playing hard all year. They've got that big man post who can shoot inside and out, and they're going to run their offense.
It'll be a fascinating game tomorrow night, and then before we come on Wednesday, obviously, the 8-9 game with the Hokies against Florida State.
That's a good game.
That should be a great game with the winner having to play North Carolina the next day at noon. And then, obviously, the winner of Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, will play Wake Forest. I think either of them will have a tough time against Wake because, Wake is going to be motivated.
But I will say this. The pressure is on Wake because every bracketologist is saying Wake must win this game.
Absolutely.
And they must play well in the next game.
Yeah, they've kind of played themselves into a tough spot.
And by the way, I think Pitt is the dark horse in this tournament and the most dangerous team. Number 4 seed, they've been rising like a comet. And look out.
That's the concern I have about the NCAA tournament. It clearly, at the moment, it looks like Duke, North Carolina, Clemson. I think there will be a fourth team.
I think Virginia's got it.
Well, if Virginia loses and Pitt wins, it could be a question mark.
I think they both go. I think all five of them go.
I doubt it, but we'll see. Yeah, we'll find out on Sunday night.
You stick with me.
That's next Monday's show.
I've studied the bracketology more than you have.
All right, don't forget, Wednesday at 6 o'clock, we're going to be back. So tune in then, and we'll give you all the lowdown on the ACC tournament.
Go Hoos in the ACC tournament.
Absolutely. Talk Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.